Gotta be God, I'm not enough, boy. I'm not a God, I'm just a guy. Diamond and rough, boy. Thought of me way back before my had the results, boy. Wasn't an accident before I start rapping, I knew what it cost, boy. Wasn't the room in the nights, wasn't that me recording on the mic? Didn't I write? Wasn't that me practicing on the stage, getting it right? Didn't I earn every award that's sitting in the case? Oh, please forgive me, boy, I slipped. Yeah, I got it, he gave me the gift.
This is KAYTFM 881 Gina Alexandria, 925 Greenwood Shreveport, K223BI 989 Monroe West Monroe, K255BT 100.1 Lake Charles, K261EB and KQJOFM 993 St. Joseph Louisiana Natchez Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wee. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we come before you thanking you for the many acts of kindness that you have shown toward us. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we decrease even as you increase within us, God, wanting you to fill us with more of your wisdom, more of your knowledge, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you will have thine own way. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will move by your Spirit, God, touch on this morning, heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Lord, we thank you, we magnify you, and we glorify your holy name, because you are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God. You never left us, and you never forsaken us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that we say thank you. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor, which is due your precious name. Amen and amen. I just want to take time out to thank each and every one of you that supported the tent revival. Whether you was there in person or you was praying for us, we had a marvelous time. God moved by his Spirit, but most of all, there were three souls that were saved, and we know heaven is rejoicing. It was worth what we did for just one, but God saw fit to let three give their lives to Jesus, and I want you to keep those three uplifted before the Lord. Once again, thank you, and I pray a special blessing on each one of you. This morning, I just want to encourage you on this morning. I want to speak into your spirit and into your lives on this morning. I just want to let you know, to be encouraged. Don't buy the enemy's lies. Don't even think about what the enemy is trying to feed you. Don't let him tell you that you can't make it. Don't let him tell you that you will never be anything or that you cannot have the promises of God. Oh, yes, you're going to make it through whatever situation you're going through, whatever is happening in your life. Know this for sure, for the Lord is with you, and you shall not fail. You shall not throw in the towel, but you are victorious. You're going to make it. Because he said in his word that he will be with you always, even until the end of the world. That's Matthew 8 chapter and the 20th verse. People of God, his hand is well able to reach you and pull you up to higher ground. He will pick you up out of the spirit of depression. He will pick you up out of the spirit of loneliness. He will pick you up, Hayyadiyosha, out of the spirit of despair. My God is willing and able to do that and so much more. I see you moving to a safe ground. I see you wanting to come out, but you don't know how. I see God's hand extended to you. That's all you have to do is grab hold to his hand. Believe in the word of God. Believe in the promises of God. Isaiah 59:1 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. Come on, hear somebody. Neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear, or that he cannot hear you. God is attentive to our cry. God is attentive to our needs. I want you to get this in your spirit. I don't want you to be fooled by what the enemy may be doing. Because remember, the enemy does not have power. You have power to overcome what the enemy tried to throw at you. Oh my God. Isaiah 59:1 simply means the Lord's power to save would never decrease. Oh, somebody better get this. You have an assurance in knowing that what my God said and the power that he possesses, it will not ever decrease. People of God, I see you moving into a stronger place where you can get your strength. Because he said his strength shall be made perfect in your weakness. We cannot fight a spiritual battle in the natural realm. I just taught a lesson on Sunday. Some battles do not even matter. Some of these battles you have to say, no, I'm not dealing with this. Because God told me he will fight all my battles. When the enemy come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. That's the word. People of God, you have to fight the enemy with the word of God. You can't fight the enemy in your flesh. Oh, come on here, somebody. When you are weak, his strength, God's strength, shall be made perfect. That means when I am weak, I got to pull on the strength of God because I can't go no further. And when you pull on the strength of God, you will know you are going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. When you pull on the word of God, because that word of God, that's why I be pushing people to read their word. Because in the word of God, there is life that will speak to dead places. There is healing in the word of God. When you are sick, you can speak healing. Come on here, somebody. There is comfort in the word of God when you are lonely. Just reading the promises of God will strengthen you. And I'm not going to tell you every day will be a bed of roses, because it's not, because the enemy comes to distract you. He comes with different things. But what the Spirit is saying, you have to get rooted and grounded in the Word of God to fight the enemy with the Word, because that's the only way you can fight him, is with the Word of God. That is the only way you can fight him. So people of God, once you know that his strength shall be made perfect in your weakness, and you will know you're definitely going to be all right. Can't nothing move you. Can't nothing shake you. Can't nothing get you out the will of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because every time you call on Jesus, you're going to feel all right. Because the more you call him, the better you will feel. The more you call him, demons will tremble and flee. The more you, but see, you got to believe in the name that you call it. Come on here now. Because the more you call him, the more God will come and meet your need. In Isaiah 41:10, it says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." This is a promise. He's telling you, don't be afraid, because I got you. And also in Psalm 118:15-17, it says, "Shouts of joy and salvation resound in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord performs with valor. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord performs with valor. I will not die, but I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. Shake off what the enemy trying for to conceal you with, and hold on to the word of God. I want you to stretch your hand to heaven, and I want you to stretch the other hand towards the radio. Now, if you're driving, keep both hands on the wheel, because we don't want no accidents, but I want you to receive this as a point of contact. Put one hand towards heaven and point your other hands towards the radio. I feel this strong for somebody today. I have a fight in my spirit for you. I speak prophetically over you now, and I command strength and clarity to come by the precious joy of the Lord. I command cleansing and protection to come by the powerful blood of Jesus. I command every vexing spirit, every tormenting spirit, every fiery thought bringing thoughts of self-harm and even nightmares to go now from you and to never come back, by the superior name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the enemy can't and will not take you out. There shall be no premature death and no failure to launch. You will live and not die. You will rise and not fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will succeed and not fail. For the Lord is with you, and all things, everything shall be well. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I want you to receive this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus, a name that is above all names. I speak healing to your body, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I speak to your mind, to keep your mind on the things of Christ, to keep your mind in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, no more tormenting spirits, no more when the enemy is having his way with you. It has been dispersed right now and descended back to the pit.